all that wisdom is born with that connection. The wisdom we are talking about is born when God will connect to someone, when a prophet or a genius fellow arises. That's that maximum. You say, it's like that piece of stone, which by that shock started to give birth to the camels and the camels. Yes? Forget about all of this. You don't explain it enough. Yeah.
Leave all this behind. Did not the substance of non-existence bring forth? And will it not bring forth continually a universe?
Can you get it? What he was talking about? I'm talking about the Creator. What is he doing? Every single instinct. He will create everything for that instinct. Then, non-existence. Everything vanishes. And there is, this in the second moment, and fourth, and sixth, and eighth, there is nothing. So, think about the creation of this universe. Because whatever is in the next moment is not. Period. And over there we talked about the complication. We had a very simple question. I don't know if you answered it or not. Non-existence exists or doesn't exist? So you see how funny it is? Non-existence exists? It is non-existence? And yes, it exists. That's beyond the logic. This is what we're talking. He said, forget about all these examples I brought you about the connection of this and that and that and that. Think about it. That his, where is he? In non-existence. Do you remember? We explained it. He's sitting in non-existence and he is creating again and again and again everything. Yes?
He sprang up and quivered and whirled once or twice, joyously, joyously, then fell to worship.
As simple as that. So all this talking, Rumi was talking, explaining to us what the enlightenment really is when you arrive. What will happen when beloved is there? This gave life to the fellow. Fellow suddenly jumps up, very happy. Why? He said, this is the story of our heart, our feeling, our passion. And he will go to sujood again. Do you remember we said it starts with that? No. You don't, do you? What was the first thing you heard here? Once upon a time there was a king which saw the problem, ran away to the mosque, to mihrab. Hear exactly that. Right at the beginning he said you have to forget about the logical stuff when you see that it's not working. Even get rid of your shoes. Naked foot to the mosque, to mihrab. Why? Because you have to bow down and understand that you're not the center of the universe. Here, he'll do the same. The guy suddenly will jump up very happy and will turn around and goes to search them. Yes.
How the senseless lover gained himself and turned his face in praise and thanksgiving to the beloved. He said, O anchor of God, the place of the spirit's circling flight, thanks that thou hast come back from yonder mountain of Kaf. O Seraphim of love's resurrection place, O love of love, and O heart's desire of love, I desire as the first gift of honor thou wilt give me that thou lay thine ear on my window. Albeit through purity thou knowest my feelings, lend ear to my words, O cherisher of thy slave. Hundreds of thousands of times, O unique prince, did my wits fly away in longing for thy ear.
Okay. This is the beginning of a long paragraph of the same. Okay. This is the reaction of the God. Now, we are not talking about a fellow, a lover, a seeker. We are talking about an enlightened fellow. He arrived. He was even out of senses. A lover brought him back with all these explanations, right? Okay, he's back. First, thank you very much. Thank you very much for what? Suddenly some words are here which was not needed really. First is Anga. Do you know what Anga is? Anga is a bird. These are the fantasy birds. Anga is almost another name for Simorgh. And Simorgh, you know what Simorgh is? Is the combination of 30 flying bird, which will say, that's what the name is, Simorgh. 30 hen, right? Why? Because, first of all, he is living at Qaf. Who remembers what Qaf is? Well, I remember I told you what Qaf is. Qaf is an Arabic alphabet. This is Qaf. Where is it? Qaf. Yes, this is Qaf. But when you want to write it in Arabic, this is how the Qaf is. Do you see anything? An unlimited volute. This form will never end. It goes like this. It's a never-ending form. That's what Qaf is. They wanted to. So there are words that we choose that they start with Qaf to explain the unlimited stuff. First of all, the top of the mountain is Qulle. It starts with Qaf. The bottom of the ocean is Qa'r, is with Qaf. This endless stuff. Then we say there is this mountain, which is endless mountain. Nobody could go there except this bird is living there. And if the birds will arrive there, they will be saved. And there is this main book about all these birds and their mission. They start, a couple of them, some of them will fly, some of them will bring excuses and don't. At the end of the day, they will arrive over there. There are 30 birds, and they will see the 30 birds sitting there. Means they see their reflection, which is the same, and stuff like that. He brings all of that right at the beginning of this to say, all these stories you heard about the Qaf, about that Anga, that big bird, and all of that is in his thank you note. That, thank you that you came from the Qaf and you are that main thinking and the best bird. Okay. Then he will compare it to Israfil. Why? There are a couple of angels which are very famous, extremely. One of them is Israfil, which is funniest of all, because the first one is Gabriel, Jibreel. He will bring the message to the prophets. So you see, his work is periodic with this one, with that one, with that one. The another one is this, another one. Israfil is someone who does nothing, only one thing. He has a trumpet and he will blow on it that This is the judgment day. Wake up, and all the dead fellows should wake up. Israfil is doing only that. Right? Boop! Declaring that the judgment day. Here he will say, you are the Israfil of the judgment day of love. Because you are the love of love and beloved of love. Did you hear me? So, he is explaining that everything is you, beginning at the end, and whatever. The first thing I need, please, listen to me. I'm looking for your ears, because I want you to hear all my prayers and whatever I have to say. Yes?
That hearing of thine, and that listening of thine, and those life-quickening smiles of thine, that hearkening unto my lesser and greater, the beguilements of my evil-thinking soul, then my false coins, which are well known to thee, thou didst accept as genuine money, for the sake of the boldness of one impudent and deluded, or thou besides whose clemencies are a moat.
Okay, I want you to listen to me too. What? Yes, you are the listener. And you have some little smiles. Your attitude is special. Because you know all the fake and superficial stuff I have, but you accept it as original jewelry. And for just a joke of a proud fellow, you bring in a lot of convincing quietness and being helpful. That's why I want you to listen to me. Now let's hear what he has to say. Yes.
Firstly, hear that when I abandoned Net, the first and the last shot away from before me. Secondly, hear, O loving Prince, that I sought long. There was no second to thee. Thirdly, since I have gone away from thee, 'tis as though I have said, the third of three. Fourthly, for as much as my cornfield is burned up, I do not know the fifth from the fourth. Wherever thou findest blood on the sods, thou investigate, it will certainly be from mine eye.
Okay, what was this? You started that first this, second this, third this, and fourth, forget about the fifth and sixth, because I cannot count them all. But what was this? The first one is that there is no beginning and end for me anymore, because the time and relativity is over. And secondly, you are unique. I tried to find a second one, I didn't. And thirdly, out of you, everything is ruined. Everything is nonsense. And all of this. The point is, wherever you find the blood on the earth, you will understand what is there without any explanation. You know everything. Yes?
My words are the thunder, and this noise and moaning demands of the cloud that it should rain upon the earth. Between words and tears I continue, whether I should weep or speak, how shall I do? If I speak, the weeping will be lost. And if I weep, how shall I render thanks and praise? Heart's blood is falling from mine eye, O King. See what has befallen me from mine eye. The emaciated man said this, and began to weep, but both base and noble wept for him.
Means what? if it is a movie